to receive. Father, just what you have for each and every person, Lord God. So I thank you and I give you praise, honor, and glory for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, you know, last week I was here and I opened up and you and I have been sharing that I've been walking in the love walk. It has been great, but let me not make you think that it's just been great like right now, because I want to go back to just saying, you know, I'm walking in the love walk and it's great and okay, and that's it. But no, it's been some challenge of me, myself. I'm just going to talk about me today. You know, it's funny because I was listening to Juanita Bynes years ago, and she said that you never know and think that you are healed from a situation until you're faced with it again.
That's right.
Amen. And then you know if you're really healed or not. So that was some things that I was facing. I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen this in years. And then I got to face this problem again. And I'm like, oh God, help me, Lord. But he has been grateful. He's been there. No, I'm not going to be real. I have not always been there. At some points I was there and I'm like, I don't want to be here. Because I didn't find you find yourself there and you don't like it. So then you complain, which you shouldn't do. But, you know, it's just things that happen that you like, okay, you got upset. I'm talking about me now. I don't know about y'all. I know y'all don't do this, but just to me. Is that, you know, you get upset, you get angry. You know, those thoughts come to you. So when Pastor did the message a couple of weeks ago, it was a refreshing because I was going through this. So to hear the thought purposes, and it was great. So, yeah, you don't know until you deal with it again. So you got to just go out and say, okay, what do I do about this? And you know what to do. But then sometimes your flesh says, you know what, this is going to happen. You know this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And you start to listen to those thoughts, right? And you react on them. So that's where it was. And it got a little heated. I know some of you all know it because, you know, we talked about the house I came in. I apologize for my actions. But again, it's still a decision that has to be made. Amen? You have to make a decision and say, okay, God, this is what you want me to do. And it's funny because I was on that path, but like, I need to find my purpose. And this thing just stopped me from doing it. And it just focused. My focus totally got off of that and went on what was I dealing with, was facing me right there in front of me. So with that, I had to actually take some time with God. I had been doing that. Then you go back and you go forth. You go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, you know, like the song. And you got to go back and you got to go forth. You got to go back. Yeah, I know the song, right? I do know. So you do have to make a decision. So this week, it was a blessing. I just got away, and I went away for a couple of days, and I got before God. And I was reading scriptures, and I was listening to the message over and over, and from last week over again, I was listening to the thought purpose, because that was what it was. It was just this thought roaming around in my head, and I, you know, don't want to feed it, but then I want to make sure that I'm in God's will, and I want to make sure that I'm going to do everything that God says to do. I really wanted, my heart was that, God, you know my heart, you know where I am, and you know what needs to be done. So it's okay. So I got before him this week, and I actually had, like as Joyce Meyer say, I had to have my, I need to get a meeting with Jesus. Amen. You know how that time we have to have that meeting with Jesus. Amen. So, and then I've been walking in the Lord walk. So today I'm going to be talking about love. I'm going to be talking about the thought purpose. I'm going to be going a little bit everywhere today. Okay. So I hope that you're blessed anyway. But as I was going through this, I found the scripture, and it was Psalms 139 and 23. I'm just going to read it. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxieties and my thoughts. So Father, and I went with that, and I'm like, okay, God, I know I need to do this, and I'm gonna do it. And you know, it was at that time, it's what Sherry was saying, that peace that comes upon you when you sit with God, just you and God. It was just a peace in there. You know, I never been. I was in the office. And I've been to the office so many times. But this time I went to the office and it was totally different in there. And I got there. When I got there, it was about the same. But when I got before God there, the atmosphere changed. Amen. Can you see? You could feel his presence there. And I got there and I slept. And it was funny because the office, you know, is not set up for to live. It's an office, right? So you're in the office, and Rhonda, I love the chairs, but they're not that comfortable to sleep on. So I actually said, you know what, Lord, I'm going to sleep, and I slept well. But again, I got in his presence, and it was like a peace came upon me, like Sherry was saying earlier, that you decide that you have to take it. Right? Amen? And you have to get before God and say, God, this is what I want, and I want you to search my heart here today. So if we got in it, and I got in it, and I poured my heart out to God. I repented of some things. Because, it's times where you know you have to repent of some stuff. And we always say, okay, God, I'm going to do it, but not right now because I'm feeling right this issue right here. We got to deal with this issue right here, right now. First, before we go right there. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to repent. You know how you go, okay, God, I repent. I repent. Okay, I know I'm supposed to repent. Lord, I repent of what I did. Forgive me, Jesus. And then circumstances happen. Somebody say something. Somebody says, see, God, I'm trying. I'm really trying. But this thing is still in my face. But and then that's when you got to grow up and say, you know what? Then you got to know how to deal with it. So when I was with God, he was like, you have to know how to deal with it. He's not going to take it away. You just have to be able to deal with it and you let it go. Because he is there. He's there for us and he's going to do all he's going to do, work all things out for the good. But we have a part in it. So it was a part that I had to play in it. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I know it's a part I have to play. So I got before him. Before the office, let me go before the office. Before the office, it was going back and forth again, like I said. It was like, okay, I'm dealing with it. I will pray about it. And then I would just still feel myself there. But then I kept going, Lord, I got to get this. I got the intercessors. Thank God for my intercessors. Because I can call them and it was issues. I was like, prayer request. Have an issue. Pray for me. Right? And it was funny because one night I sent them a prayer request and it was like 45 minutes after I sent the prayer request, right, ladies? And it was like, got my answer. So it's a good one, you know, you'll come together in agreement in prayer. So I got there, and I got my answer. I was good, as I thought. As I thought. So I'm being honest with y'all. As I thought. I was good. And then again. Somebody say something. You see something. You deal with it. And you go, okay. And then I got to look. Okay, it's me. And then as I got to, before I got to there, I said, okay. And when I decided Monday, let me go to the office and get this thing settled with. Diamond called me on my way to the office and said, did you read the floor? Last time you read Harvest Time, I'm like, I haven't read Harvest Time in a long time because that book's been away and it's not been in my face. So he said, read the forward. So I said, I don't have Harvest Time. So he read it to me. So I said, just know what you do because I'm in the store shopping and I can't read it right now. I can't stop. So just get it to me and let me sit with it. And when I get to the office, I'll read it. Okay, got to the office, read the forward. I'm like, oh my God, the forward is just where I was before. It's where I am right now. Oh my goodness. Woke me up. I was like, yes, wake up call right there. So I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Got the forward. I meditated on that word. I meditated on the word that God gave me to search my heart, to know him, to think about the love walk that he's been taking me to for this from John 14 that I've been reading over and over and over and over again. So I meditate on it, and it was good. That's when the peace came, really. It actually came when I looked at that. Let me move this bottle. I looked at that and said, this place, I'm not going to be there again. It's a decision that you have to make, Angela. So let's go on. Let's not go with it. Just make the decision to get it done, like, right now. So I said, okay, let's make the decision to get it done right now. And at that point, it's been so peaceful the whole weekend, the rest of the week. I came home, Dom goes, how was it? I'm like, peace, Jesus. It was so good to be in God's presence and to be able to pour my heart out to him and tell him exactly what I want, being honest with him, telling him how I felt or how I feel right now, him showing me his word and telling me what he's good and he's there for me. And, you know, and it was just awesome. So I just praise God for his word. So when I had to share today, I'm like, you know what, God? I went before God because Diamond told me Friday. Okay, I'm not going to be there. But I'm thinking he's not going to be there like Friday and Saturday to yesterday? No, not just Friday night. I called him. I said, it's going to be warm tomorrow. I need my sneakers because I got boots on. So he was like, okay. And then we hung up. So then later that night, he called me. I'm like, you can bring my sneakers. I'm not coming. I told you. I'm like, what do you mean you're not coming? You said you're not coming Friday, Saturday. You didn't say anything about Sunday. So when he told me that, I said, okay, are you going to get somebody to minister? So I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it for you. I'm just going to step in and I'm going to do it. So it's been that peace. So for me to even to stand in front of you today is so comfortable. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. Don't think we are not going to get through some scriptures because we are. Amen. So I'm just giving you what I've been going through so you know where I am. Amen. But it has just been so peaceful. And actually to be able to share this word with you has been such a blessing. So here we are. So I'm going to think about my thought process, the purpose. I've been listening to Joyce Myers and a few of the girls in the house. I sent it to you, all right? Amen. It was such a blessing. So here we are. So God gave me some scriptures. Here we go. I'm going to go with Isaiah 55:8. I did that one. We're going to go with Matthew 9 because it was songs again. Matthew 9, that my thought purpose is 9 and 4. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking about the scripture. And this, it is this, I'm going with this, but I don't know if everybody knows the story on this. This is the, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to share the story about it. Okay, then I'm going to go to the full thing. It says, know my thoughts, said Jesus. Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? This description is talking about Jesus forgiving and healing the man with that was paralyzed, right? So we're going to continue there. Let me get to my NIV, and we're going to read the whole thing. Matthew's. Let me get there. Matthew, do not text me right now. Matthew, what's wrong with my pad? It's not going here. Matthew. Okay, I'm going to start at when Jesus stepped into the boat, crossing over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralyzed man laying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, right there, he's saying they had the faith that they brought the man to him and their faith again made the man whole. Amen. Can we see that? But it also says, so where I'm going with it, it says, and this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, this fellow is blaspheming. And this is where Jesus is saying, knowing their thoughts, knowing their thoughts, that they was thinking evil in their hearts, right? Because sometimes we can think evil thoughts in our hearts. So, and he was said, why then do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? And that spoke to me also. It was like, okay, I don't want evil thoughts. And then again, it's because the faith that they had and the teachers believed that it was evil, but it was actually something good that Jesus was doing, right? And sometimes we don't see what God is doing because we're so focused on that one thing or something in our lives, or healing, or provision. I need some place to live. I need some place to eat. I need this. We are so focused on that that we forget to see the good. And the thoughts are coming. And he says, so why do you think on these evil thoughts when I have something before you? And for me, it was the word of God. Amen. It's God's word that we can always draw to. It's God's word that we can always come to him and say, God, this is my problem, and I know you got me, and I can stand on your word. Amen? Amen. So knowing this, Jesus said, why do you entertain evil thoughts in your heart? Which is easy to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, give up, get up and walk. So the teachers believed that it was evil. But God says, no, I can change things. And because if you change your heart and look at your heart and say, you know, it was funny, I'm gonna sidetrack for a minute. Yesterday we had the pantry and we had these kids. It was kids that was high school. I really don't like taking high school kids in the for volunteers, because sometimes they get on their phones and they start talking and they usually don't get the work done. But it was a bunch of kids came yesterday and I was so touched by those kids. They came in, some of them couldn't hear, and some of them, you know, they had little, you know, problems and issues, but they were so willing to work. They came in and they got the job done, and it was such a blessing. And the young lady that was with them, it was a few of them, it was a young man and two young ladies that was with them. And the young lady wanted to know for me. She was like, you know, I want to know, and they want to know, which I was surprised. They wanted to know how I started the pantry and what was the process. And they actually wanted me to sit down and talk with them during pantry about what was going on. But it was great because we had already got everything set up, right? But they were sitting around. So as they was, you know, the people was outside signing them up, they sat there with me. And the lady said, can you please explain to me, how did you get started? So I explained to them how I got started, but my heart was like, why are these kids in high school wanting to know this? So she was like, no, they like to know this because they're coming to the place and they're working, but they do like to know the background of what's going on. And I was like, whoa. And it just was a blessing to me just to see them. And then at the end of the pantry, which was all me, Jeff, and Wayne was standing there. We was like, so let me tell you what they did. They finished everything. The young man got up and says, I need each and every one of y'all to tell me your low and your high. And I'm like, okay. So I start listening to them. Their lows and their highs is what is good and what was bad. So it was such a blessing to see. It was about 10 of them, Jeff. It was about 10, right? About 10 of them sitting around telling their lows and their highs. And everybody told highs. One person said he had a low. His low was he sat around too long with nothing to do. So he wanted to keep working. But it was good. So each of them, all the kids told their highs and lows. And then the instructors, their leaders, they told their highs and lows. And then Wayne told his highs and lows, then Jeff told his highs and lows, and then they lost. I guess it's my turn now. And then I told my highs and lows, but the thing for me was getting in front of them to see that love that they had. And the lady that, the, you know, the instructor, she kept saying, you know, I take them out every Saturday, everywhere. And it was one lady that she, you know, she had to interpret it for them. So she was doing her sign language. But it was just a blessing to see that love right there, that love walk. Because in this area that God's been taking to me to, I did have to go through the love walk. So we are going to go over against 1 Corinthians 13, which that touched my heart, because you never know what can change a person. Amen. That they were so interested and wanted to know how I started the pantry. So they could ask me questions about it and this. So how did you do this? And what did you do this? And did you get funded? And I'm like, from kids that's in high school. Amen. So I talked to the lady. I'm like, wow, you have a vision for these kids. And she said, well, yeah, I do. I want them to be able to go out and, you know, just have that same love for people in the community. We just want to keep giving back and giving back and giving back. And for that, that was just so blessed to me. I was so blessed yesterday by that. It made my whole day. Amen. That was a sidekick, but that's where I was. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, because in this love walk, God had to teach me what love was, which I really knew. But again, when you go over it and over it again, I just want to just go there. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. And starting at 4, which we all know, but we're going to read it. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. So it is always love, never fails. Amen. So we continue to walk in God's love, which God is actually teaching me now, because I have a purpose that, you know, we all have a purpose, but we cannot get through that purpose if we don't love. Because he said, how could you love me, say you love me, and then your brother that's right beside you that you don't love? So in that walk, so that's why for the last, it's been 2 weeks now that I actually just been doing the love walk and making sure that that love, God, I have wanted right here, not just out here, but right here is where I want it. So I've been actually just going over God's word and going over God's word and going over God's word with the love walk. So I just praise God for that, and just thanking God just for, you know, just the things that he's doing in our lives. And that purpose that that he has for me and for each and every one of us, we want to be able to go and fulfill God's will in our life, but we got to make sure that we have all the tools in our tool belt to go forward and do that. And when love is one, patient. We want to make sure that we provide it for it. You want to make sure that you have a home over your head. You want to make sure that you're healed. You can't do all these things with the thought that something's bothering you. You know what I'm saying? You can't go forward because you're thinking about all these things that's making you go back when you should go forward and lead those things to God and say, God, you know what? I'm going to lay this at your table. I'm going to lay it before your feet, and I'm going to trust you. And it's areas in our life that, you know, for me, that I know that God got me. Now, when it comes to healing, like the other day, I went to Desi's house to see the kids. And Sita is always under me. So I'm eating, so I told Desi, I mean, she had made some beef, and I was like, I don't want to eat that. That's not, I don't want to eat beef right now. So Sita's there, and she's sitting there, Grandma, and so Desi gave me a bowl of soup, a chicken soup. So I'm sitting there eating, and Sita's trying to get the spoon and eat it with me. So she's coughing and coughing and coughing, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm still eating this soup. You know, you love your grandkids. I just love them. I don't even care about the germs. I just that's love them, right? So I'm giving it to her. I take a spoon. I give her a spoon. I take a spoon. I give her a spoon. Now, Friday night I got here, my throat got itchy. And I'm like, where is this coming from? I'm like, I know I cover myself. I've been as careful as possible. I know the weather. And I thought about it. Sita. Right? She been having a runny nose all on my spoon. I know was just running, and I was still feeding her. So I thought about that, and right away, I was like, okay, I know I love my grandkids, Lord, but I know healing belongs to me. Yes. Amen? So I'm just going to just believe for my healing right now, and whatever, I know your word says, by his stripes, I am healed. Sometimes I know circumstances, which I should avoid, not giving her my soup with the spoon. I should have gave her a separate. I should just gave her a bowl, put it in a bowl, and then she wouldn't have to share it and get her germs. But again, God is still faithful, because last night I kept, you know, my throat dying. I said, make sure you don't go and just goggle and kind of make it soft, right? So I didn't sleep as well, but I got up this morning and I felt so much better, and I'm like, okay, God, I'm still standing on your word for healing. Still a little itchy, but it's still better, because I know that area, I got it. I know God's going to heal me. So any symptoms or anything that comes on my body, I just trust God and I believe God that he got me right here. I got that word so right here that I know a finance is right here, because I've seen his provision so much that he can say, you know what, I need something. I got it. And I need something. I got it. It's funny. Y'all know the thing that me and Pastor have, right? I have my account. He has his account. Then we have the house account. Okay. You know, I budget all of it, right? Now, his account is mine's. I kind of, it's funny, because when I started it, he used to do more spending and I would do more saving. Like right now, he do more saving and I do more spending. Around. So I look at my account, I'm like, my account don't look like his account. Oh my goodness. But when I need something, God got me. Amen. I don't have to ask him for his thing, and I don't have to use any of the house account. Sometimes I do, but every now and then, once in a while. But anyway, my account, I just look at it. I say, God, you know what? And it's funny, because sometimes I have my account, I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's not getting a little low. But then again, I can see it got a little high, and I don't know how. And I'm like, okay, you pay your tithes. I'm like, where does extra $50 come from? Then I look at my Cash App. Somebody sent me $50? I didn't even know that. So it's there. So I believe him right there. You know what I'm saying? I've seen his provision at times. So sometimes I think, why I freak out? Why do I freak out? When I know that he can provide. I know that he can heal. I know he can give me this peace that passes all understanding. Amen. So if we just continue just to go back to the word of God and apply it to our life, we'll be just fine. Amen. Amen. So that's what I'm going right now. I'm going to make sure that I keep now in front of me the love walk and my thought purposes, because when Pastor started teaching on that 2 weeks ago, I started listening to that word over again. When I got in the office, I listened to that tape over and over and over and over. And for me, that's how I get it. I have to hear it over and over and over for me. So that's where I get it, and that's what I do. So at that point, God still gave me scriptures, and he's so good. I'm telling you, God is so faithful. If we got a problem and we just go to the word has the answer for everything. Everything that we need is right there in that manual. A manual for life, I call it. It's our manual. We can go to the manual and always stand on it, no matter what you happen or what you're facing or what you're doing. Go to that word and don't move from it. So that's my decision, not to move. What circumstances at this point looks like, I don't care. Whatever I feel, I don't care. I'm just going to continually stand on this word. And this is for me going forward. I'm going to just go forward and stick and stay on the word. And I know when those thoughts and those feelings come, again, back to the word. Amen? Amen. So that's what we are going to do, right? In every area, not just, I mean, if you got another area that you're dealing with, then you just take the same principle and say, you know what, God, I'm standing right here. You got some healing, you need healing, you say, okay, God got these healing scriptures, and let me tell you, sit with those healing scriptures, say them every day, believe and expect them to come to pass. Amen? Amen. Let me get back to my notes for a minute here, because I do want to read a few things more. Okay, I've just got two more scriptures that I got to give you that I'm actually standing on. No, three. John 14:7, that's where I've been. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Do not give to you as the world give. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not let it be afraid. Amen. So we're gonna stand on that word. We're gonna go forward. And if you need to get before God, and honestly, let's not pretend. Honestly, give him your heart. Say, God, this is where I am right now. Because I had to sit down. It was some things that I really didn't want to look at in my life. And some things that I really didn't want to deal with. It's like, I don't want to deal with this right now. And God was like, okay, but you have to. You have to. So it's a decision that I had to make. It was a point of time that I got to go before God and just pour out your heart and say, God, this is where I am. Be honest. Don't go play church. Okay? Just say, God, this is where I am right here. Sit with Daddy and say, you know, help me right here. I am weak sometimes, and I need your strength right here in this area. And again, he's always faithful. Amen? Amen. I'm just going to... Sharon, do you mind me sharing the prayer support from the prayer request the other day? Okay. Rhonda sent a prayer request that Mikey, and this is how God works, how Mikey needed to find a place to live by the 20th of this month. Okay? The 20th. So he didn't have months. He don't have time to, okay, let me chill because I got to find me a place, but I got to do it some other time. The 20th. So we got on it and praying. Rhonda, how long did you... He sent us a big old praise report. Praise the Lord. It was what? An hour. Can God work in an hour? Amen? An hour. And let me tell you, God did just not give him a little place to stay. Okay? No little hole in the wall. Because when God works, he works. He gave him a 2-bedroom apartment, swimming pool, tennis court, gym, okay? This is not just something that I looked at that picture. I was like, praise the Lord, too. I was like, I was so happy that he went out. His faith went out there, looked for an apartment. He had more than just one apartment to look at. God gave him like 6 in one day to look at, okay? And God honored his prayer, and he went out and honored our prayers and went out. That's why I say, if y'all got something, y'all need to call the intercessors sometimes. And got out and got it. He got it. Amen. Rhonda sent us pictures. I was like, oh my God, I'd love to stay here myself. A 2-bedroom. Amen. So he is able, like we sing this morning. He's able. He's able. And I was so happy for him, Rhonda, and Mike. Oh my God, you do not know that I look at that boy, and you know, Mikey is, oh my goodness, I am just proud of him because he stepped out, okay? He stepped out and he went out to where he was not comfortable with, because let me tell you, he came from the Bronx and going all the way to Florida, okay? Listen, some of us are not even comfortable with the Bronx. But he went out and went to Florida, and again, God keeps providing for him. Amen? Amen. So, yes. And we know, so thank you, Rhonda and Mike, for raising him up like that. Amen? Amen. So, I'm almost done. Okay, Jackie. I know it's... I got you. I'm just teasing you, Jackie. I got you, girl. We all right, girl. I got you. I got you. Jackie said, amen. We love you, Jackie. So, see? So I'm going to go just read Philippians 3. This is my one that I'm ending with. This is what I'm, Philippians 3. This is what I'm standing on. This is what I'm going on. And this is one another one that I'm taking with me again, okay? So it says, brothers and sisters, I'm going to read it from the M. Do not be considered that I have it. Let me just go there. I'm reading my notes, but I think I missed something. So let me go to right there. Philippians 3. Yeah, I wrote it in my notes. I think it's I missed something. 3. Okay, let me see. I want to go to the other one. Brothers and sisters, do not consider that I have made it my own yet. But one thing I do, forget what lies behind and searching forward to what lies ahead. I press on forward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's where I want to leave you. We are going forward and pressing forward to what God has in each and every one of our lives. And anything that you are facing at this point, give it to God. Let Him do it. Because we try to stick our hands in it and it goes wrong every time. I know from I'm just proof of that. But again, trust Him. Rely on Him. Take those scriptures before you and stand on them and don't be moved. Amen. And expect that God's going to work you out. Amen. Because sometimes we can have those thoughts of doubt. And when they come, shake them off. Shake them off with the word. If you don't know anything, just shake it off with the word. Amen. Yeah. Say, this is what the word says. The word says, I am prosperous. The word says, I am healed. The word says, you provide. The word says, I you love. The word says, I can think on these thoughts. Amen. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for your manual that you have that we can actually stand on this word, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask that each and every one of them that hear this word, Father God, that they go forward and begin to search you, to find their first love, to let not go of you, Lord God. Anything, Father, any areas in their lives that needs to be submitted to you, let them submit it totally to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, that we win because you said we do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Okay, for me. You good? Okay, we good.